Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday program. We're in the month of September, and it's 2015, and the day is the 2nd, number 2 day. So this weekend on Saturday, we'll be going to the light shift. So if you're brand new listening, we'll be on Station 2 Friday and Saturday. So tune into Station 2 on Saturday, and we'll be going to the light shift. So here we go. Let's clear the date today. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you had any situations happening, emotional, maybe physical pain or something, think of that right now. And we'll start to clear the energies. Then we have to think of something, otherwise nothing will happen. If you have to judge yourself, you have a clearing. And it'll clear that one particular thought that you're thinking about. So here we go. Releasing the energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, I'm going to have a throat problem. Are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. You say somebody had a throat problem, you think?
Yeah. Wow, it's something. Yeah, my throat's getting locked up. So hang on a minute. Maybe you can talk a little bit.
Okay. I think I'll go into reading one of these emails then.
You're good for singing. Mm-hmm. You want to sing a song?
Well, I keep singing this one song, but I don't know if, you know, it's such a repetitive, strange song. I think it's out there on the radio now. It says, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. The song I have in my head right now, Ron. There you go. I'm going to go into reading this email because it's a little bit to probably think about. So it says, and I also believe that it's two parts. So it says, lost soul, what is the best thing to do if you have had your spirit stolen or lost? You may have some of you left, but not much. Is there any hope? I am experiencing feelings of being suicidal because I believe that I will get my soul back if I am to die. And the second part of that comes in the second one, so I'll switch to that. It says, is there hope as a lost soul that after doing the spirit barcode removal, that the light will find you at ascension time? And I believe, Ron, that you said that that is the purpose of that particular clearing. So,
yeah, that's correct. That is correct. As far as you losing a piece of yourself, somehow, if the dark side has it, you may not ever see it again, maybe gone forever. Remember, all these incarnations that you've had here has taken parts of you away. So you really can't get too upset by that because that's just life on this planet. So that's just the way it is. I don't have anything good about anything to say. And you know, the other positive thing, maybe the aliens may just say, you know, we got this this planet full of souls, and you know, we use the word spirits, and they're all different pieces, and we'll just return them back to their owners, you know, to the light. That could be possible. But typically, you know, if you lose part of yourself, then that's just the way life is here. And unfortunately, you know, they do that. Dark side does that to you. Whether it's having you smoke pot a lot, maybe having you drink a lot, or just, you know, just being a regular person not doing anything, you know, that they can't still steal part of you. I remember each time that you probably went to church, you had parts of you taken. As you're praying to something outside of yourself, connecting to it, and you're giving permission. Isn't that thing one of those religious things, let thy be done, or something like that? I don't know what the let thy be done on earth as it is in heaven, you know? Well, hello, you just told the aliens to do what they want to do with you because you're in agreement with that. So anyway, unfortunately, that's what happens here. So you really can't feel too guilty. even if you did were a pot smoker or an alcoholic or had other addictions or whatever that altered your mind a little bit, you know, it's just the dark side did it to you, and don't beat yourself up at all. What you have now is what you have. You could have parts of you outside of yourself that hasn't been taken yet, you know, and that's why we do the spirit integration, you know, on the different clearings, because you could have part of your spirit in you but not maybe fully connected, or it could be outside of yourself waiting to come in. But, you know, by all means, don't freak out or anything, because you may think that you have part of it gone and maybe even know that, but, you know, what you have is what you have, and everybody on the planet has less now than what they had when they were born. And that's because the dark side agenda is to steal spirits and souls, you know. So making it into souls. The soul, to me, is what's being forced into reincarnation. If you were to look at the difference on them, I don't see them really that different. But so the soul is here to, the soul agenda, we'll say, the soul programs, if you want to use that, is here to brainwash your spirit and to put you through learning cycles, we'll say. And your spirit doesn't really need to learn anything, but it's told that it has to and needs to, because it's now in a program and it has to choose a body to go into, and the body then is programmed for what's going to happen. Your spirit's not programmed with that energy. It's just brainwashed because it doesn't know that it's missing part of itself. It doesn't judge anything. So whether it's only 1% of what came here initially, it doesn't know that. It doesn't have something inside of it saying, hey, where's my other 99%, you know? I should be upset about that. No, it doesn't have any clue, because it's not non-judgment. It just knows that it's light. And unfortunately, when it goes into the soul family stuff, and, you know, you get your past life review after the body dies, which, you know, could be a couple of weeks to a month typically, when they steal you, then at that point you're normally, you know, put into that system. May not always be 100% that, but for what I've seen, that seems to be pretty much the norm. What does hang out here is the emotional body, and that you definitely want to, you know, clear out to keep peace with yourself and all of your relatives and friends, because that emotional body needs a host. The spirit energy of who that person used to be needs to be having that clearing. That's the deceased loved one's spirit clearing. It's $50, so that's why, you know, you want to do that. And that way the light can find you, and very, very simple. That's what it takes, and otherwise, you know, it may not know that you're here. So, anything else I need to add to that, Michelle?
Well, I think that the purpose of working with you, Ron, and all of the clearings that you have offered on your website is basically to get your spirit back. So it's just a process of working on that, because isn't it like every time there's a physical or emotional or mental trauma, which happens all the time, basically, to many people, I guess, depending on whatever might trigger you or bother you, then doesn't your spirit kind of take off, so that if you then did some clearings, like, did the spirit integration on any of the free clearings, or it comes with many of the clearings, but I know it's on the free one, the 2,000-year barcode, it's at the very bottom. You could put your name in that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
do that all night long. Okay. So let's talk about that, because there could be some confusion. Let's just say that you are walking and somehow somebody behind you closes the door and it hits your shoulder, and your shoulder now is in a lot of pain because they jammed you hard at the door. Okay. Well, right away, your spirit. Typically, let's just say you're crying, okay? It really hurts, you're crying. So now your spirit's out of your body. It doesn't want to suffer that pain. And maybe, you know, it may take you, say, 10 minutes to get calmed down. and now you're calmed down. You're kind of absorbing the pain because you're kind of used to it. You're getting numbed out a little bit, we'll say. Your body's doing something to you to calm you down. You know, I'm sure the mind of the body is going nuts trying to help you. And now all of a sudden you still have the pain. Well, your spirit's not going to come into that shoulder, okay, but it's still going to be with you probably in your body. So maybe your spirit, you know, kind of like hops on the back of, let's just make it comical, another part of your spirit. And maybe you got 10 spirits joined at one place in your body, but it's not in your shoulder. And or maybe your spirit is just outside of your body waiting to come in when the pain subsides. But regardless, your spirit is still, you know, with you. It hasn't got stolen to darkness. It's just not in that location. And so now maybe 6 hours later, you know, the pain kind of goes away and you can touch. It doesn't hurt too much. And your spirit will slowly come back in from wherever it went to. They didn't want to be in that location. So what I'm saying is you did not lose your spirit. It didn't go out into like the astral plane or something. It just, you know, moved out of that area. So you didn't lose it each time you get hurt. You know, it's just still going to be around you somewhere, and then it'll eventually come into you. Now, it could be possible that maybe this is really far-fetched. It may not be 100% correct, maybe only 5%, okay? So we'll say 5% of the time, maybe somehow your spirit sees a lot of blocked energy there. And maybe 100% truth, maybe your spirit, as it left you, the dark side, go, you know, we're going to put an implant in there and do some awful things to that part of the body that is energetic. And now your spirit cannot ever go in there because the dark side is claiming that territory. Maybe you got a little alien now living in there and your spirit goes up. I'm not going in there. So now when you do clearings and that alien gets kicked out of you or whatever is there, that implant or whatever, now all of a sudden your spirit can come back into that location. So hopefully that makes a little more sense to you. But the dark side is not typically going to take your spirit because you hurt yourself and take it to the beyond, though, and you're never going to see it again, at least that little piece of it. So kind of look at your spirit as a puzzle piece of you. And so maybe you lost, maybe the puzzle has 10,000 pieces to it if you were to have like a picture of you made. And maybe your shoulder contains 200 pieces. Well, those 200 pieces of your spirit would not be in your body in that location. It could be in your body elsewhere, but it's not helping you there. And it could also be outside of your body. And so when you do the clearings, and you know, or your body gets out of pain and the aliens have a mess with you, then your spirit will go back in there again. So hopefully that adds a little bit of clarity to what I've been talking about. Some people might take it the wrong way, thinking that whenever they get hurt, or the spirit leaves them, that instantly, you know, they're not going to have their spirit ever again, and that's not true. So back to you.
Okay, interesting. You know, sometimes you say that if you're daydreaming or something, you say, where are you? Does that mean that if you're thinking, does your spirit leave too?
Okay, well, what's that again? If you're, want to repeat that?
Yeah, sometimes you've said, oh, if you're daydreaming, you say, where are you? Like, you're asking us, where are we? Like, and I'm wondering, does that mean that if we're daydreaming or thinking about something, if we're thinking about being in Tahiti, let's say, does that mean okay. that we are in Tahiti and not here?
Yeah, so you're more than likely, I'd say, you're now just time traveled, okay? So you went on a timeline, you time traveled. To what you believe, you know, Tahiti is, okay? Maybe you saw pictures of it. Maybe you're looking for a vacation place next year, and so you're investigating all these places. And each time you see one, you now are imprinted with that that wonderful beach, you know, or the mountains or the birds or the ocean or whatever. And now all of a sudden that's now stored in your mental library. So now you start thinking about it. That will catapult you into what you're thinking about. It means you're not here. So that's how that works. That's why you want to be in the now. Because naturally when you're thinking about that, you're having probably an emotional response. Might be just a little one, but you're still having one, and the emotions will drag you into that situation. So now you're on a timeline. You just time traveled, okay, because you're not there sitting down, we'll say, like you probably are now, and you think about Tahiti. Well, you just went there. Or are you back here? Okay? Are those thoughts keeping part of you there? So that's why you want to be here all the time. Hopefully that answered that question. I could talk more on it if I need to. So back to you.
No, that definitely answered it. I get it. It's so enticing to think about things that are, you know, seem really nice sometimes, but sometimes I have to stop myself.
I can go a step further. So let's just say that somehow, you know, in a conversation, and I've probably said this before, but we'll just change it a little bit. All of a sudden, somebody says, you're in the store, you know, doing something, and you see a little girl, and the lady at the counter says, oh, you're buying some birthday gifts or something. And you go, oh, yeah, my niece is, going to be 6 years old tomorrow. And you're behind that person. So all of a sudden, you're now flashing on when you had a six-year-old birthday, and you know that was the birthday to hell, because something happened. Maybe your mother allowed you to carry the cake to the table, and you tripped and fell, and it got pushed all in front of you and on your face and in your hair, and your mother was really upset because she took all that time to do all the decorating on the cake or something, you know, and everybody's laughing at you. And so that was your six-year-old birthday to hell. And so now you hear those trigger words, six-year-old birthday. You never thought about it before. Maybe you're 7 years old right now. All of a sudden you go, oh, God, that happened to me. You know? and now what happened? As soon as you think about that, the aliens go, ah, we'll pull up that memory here. Remember, they're out of time. Well, they're in time, but they're out of your time sequencing, okay? So they can stop time whenever they choose to. So they can stop your time in that store and look through all of your data that you have stored on your hard drive, and they'll bring that up, and they'll show you the scene of you having the cake all over yourself, everybody laughing at you, and now you feel awful because that person triggered you with that six-year-old birthday party. You might even get mad at that person or mad at somebody because you have no other way to vent your emotions. Or you might just start crying all of a sudden. Does that happen to you? Because you have all this stuff inside of you. Well, they got you. So that's what happened. So what happened to you? You're in the now, maybe, and you got triggered now. And now you're 6 years old at the age of 70 and going through a six-year-old experience of all that trauma, pain, embarrassment, whatever you went through, probably plus being spanked on your birthday by your mother because you wrecked your cake or something, you know. So that's the day that you remember very vividly now, and now it's reprogrammed in you, okay? May have been dormant for all those years. Now it's reprogrammed, just like it happened yesterday. So back to you.
Yep, that's how they get your emotions. Going back to that email, there's a couple clearings that I thought about that might be helpful to the person. I believe you have a courting clearing in case somebody is courting them and that's why they're having the thoughts or the feelings. You also have a suicide clearing, a depression clearing, and a pain body clearing, all on your website. So in case any of those help, I know it's hard to decide sometimes whether or not you want a certain clearing, but if a person knows how to muscle test, their body might tell them which one they want. So I think the point is to stay out of pain, right? Okay, so we have we have another one here, Ron. I think this was written because one of these events is occurring this week, and the person wanted to know what you thought of them. It says, what is your opinion on trance/dance festivals such as Symbiosis or Burning Man? There's a lot of people experiencing altered states of consciousness or using alien programs for enlightenment, it seems, at these events. Though it is often done in the name of peace, love, and unity, I know this is still not source energy. Is it better to stay clear of these events to keep clean of alien visitors, attacks, and abductions?
Well, anything that alters your mind, okay, that puts, that takes your spirit out of its control. You see, your spirit should be really, I'm not right at saying this here, but your spirit should be in control, and that's your responsibility, to be in the now. When you're in the now, your spirit's helping you, okay? When you're not in the now, it's not. The only thing that alters you, so you're not in the now, which will say, you know, you mentioned trances or trance dancing or whatever. When that happens, your spirit's not connected to you. So that means that you're being controlled by something, probably entities, aliens, or whatever. I remember seeing some, you know, TV programs, and they showed people dancing for, you know, some type of celebration. And they, their eyes are really like scary looking, and they would dance for days sometimes, you know. So that's kind of what happens. They get taken over. Remember, the body goes for the ride, good or bad. It's going for that ride because it's being taken over and possessed. So any of that stuff is not good. Now, you know, if you don't care about your spirit and you don't care about your physical body and what happens to it, then, you know, that's up to you. But most people, I think, probably want to be a little careful and to understand what's happening. And maybe a lot of people who are listening already went through the school of hard knocks, and they're finally, you know, wanting to change their life. And, you know, the clearings and what we offer can help you do that. As far as being enlightened or having more spiritual consciousness, seeing vision, seeing more of a reality, well, you just put out on timelines, you know? And they're giving you what you want to have. Remember, you have a self-fulfilling prophecy. So let's just say that people who went to an event and they took something to alter their mind, and the aliens said, you know what we're going to do for all these people? We're going to scare the hell out of them. You know, we're going to chase them with monsters and cut off arms and legs and toes and tongues and everything else. And we're going to do that every time they do that. Well, they'd get the energy from you, and your vision, you'd come back probably fractured, and you would never want to do it again because of what you saw. It's still going to be with you, but they probably don't want to be that way, so you don't do it over. So you will do it over. So that's what they want to do is, you know, regain all that energy. So the whole thing is be careful. And, you know, if you have had something, took something, and that happened to you, well, that's the way it is, you know. Can you go back in time? Well, you can go back in time on timelines. You might be able to get part of your spirit back by getting rid of the timeline if your spirit's being held captive there. That's a possibility. But other than that, you know, just know that you don't want to do it again. Because been there, done that. So back to you.
Yeah, I had a question about that, and I think you just answered it. My question was, why does it feel airy or really good? People like, they're like, oh, this feels so amazing. And I guess it's so that you'll do it again because it feels great. But you're really just in your head. Yep. You're not in your heart.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. You're in your head. You have emotions. Like I said, if they gave you a scary experience like that, you probably wouldn't want to do it again. But they'll give you a warm, fuzzy feeling. They'll give you some kind of maybe knowledge. Because remember, they gave language here. And everybody's tuned into mass consciousness, collective mind, whatever you want to call it. The mind of God is what you're tuned into. And everything that's was created and ever will be created is in there. So you may have a lot of visions and get some good information. Maybe a lot of songwriters, you know, in the past maybe have taken drugs and they wrote, you know, nice songs. Nothing's wrong with that. But still, you know, where are you and what did it do to you? And, you know, hopefully your eyes aren't all glossed over. So back to you.
Yeah, and I know if you're feeling super high like that, then the result, when you come down or a day later or the next day, people can be pretty crabby. So that's that body balancing thing that you've spoken of as well. I know a couple of years ago, I used to go, before I met you, Ron, and I knew about your work, I used to go to several music fests and different things like that. And I just remember how exhausting they were, just, you know, hanging around all that stuff. It was just really exhausting. And one time I saw this woman that I knew because she used to be around town, and she was carrying about a 3-day-old baby around all these people that were really partying, doing lots of stuff and just, you know, doing what people do at music fest. And she looked rather scared and traumatized. And I said, "Hi, what are you doing?" And she goes, "I'm trying to find some place for my baby." And I said, "Yeah, you might want to get it away from the crowd." And she goes, "I think I'll go backstage." And I just thought, oh, that poor child has no defense, and all those people's energies are being attached to it. And I just even knew back then, even before I heard you talk about that sort of thing. So I know it probably made the little baby feel pretty tired as well. Okay, well, all right. So we have somebody who's talking about the 2800 blue death clearing. They said that they, when they were doing it, they noticed black and blue. Had about 10 minutes left to go. They said it was only for a moment that they saw the orbs, and then they didn't see them, but they felt that they were still there. So the person asked the light beings for them to be removed. And that's all it says. It doesn't say whether or not they were removed, but I do know that you have a orb clearing on your website, Ron. And when you run that for the whole life, does it just get rid of any orbs that are around you at the time?
Yeah, you specify, I believe, different colors that are there on the website, and they will take stuff away from you. Yes, And you know, it's you know, like I said, the ones that are there are gone. You see, you really don't know what the alien program is that you're attached to. Okay, I would like to think that you only have one program per alien race or whatever they are out there. So maybe, you know, you have only 500 of these programs attached to you through your natal chart. So that would be nice. And you start clearing them, and eventually it gets down to zero, and voila, you're free. Well, I would like to think that, but, you know, some may not, you know, may say, "Uh-oh, this person got loose. We got to catch him again," you know. But remember, you don't know which ones are in the natal chart that was programmed and which ones are being programmed now. Wow, they're getting the voice again. Interesting. So back to you.
Okay, so we had somebody who is very grateful about the back-to-school clearing that you had done. It says, "Thanks, Ron. They always had a pit in their stomach late August time, thinking about returning to school every year. So that was a huge, heavy clearing. I know it was for me, too, because I was really not a fan of school." So I also did the education clearing. I think that took a load off my shoulders at one point. So that was really great. So I just wanted to thank you for that one, Ron. And
right.
Yeah. So you have an education clearing and you also have an IQ clearing. What is the difference between those two?
Okay, the education is to help you release programs that maybe aren't correct, okay, or what you've been told anyway. Because whatever you've been told is what you believe, and then that belief system runs your life. And so, you know, it'll work perfectly fine for you as long as you're following that program and you don't deviate, but it might not be for your own body's good, you know. I won't use the word best and highest good because that means nothing to me. You know, it's the highest good of the aliens, you know. But let's just say that the state that you're in, they believe that, red on a signal means stop. And so you lived in that state, and you agree with that because you learned it, and everybody that you know in that state stops on the red. So now you go to the next state, and they're actually stopping on yellow. And so you're driving, and it turns yellow, and you think that it's a caution like everybody else, and all of a sudden you find out, you know, maybe the hard way or maybe some close calls that, man, that system that you learned doesn't serve you in the state any longer. So now you have to relearn another program. And so, you know, that's kind of how education clearing works. You know, it takes you out of somebody else's belief system, we'll say, and allows you to, I won't say reexamine it, but it allows you more space to maybe look at something, and or if you have a block, you know, what if you went to the third state and now they had purple, and you go, and I never saw purple before, what does that mean? And you think back and your teacher said, or somebody told you, maybe the DMV told you, right? Purple, oh, that's you know, you got to instantly stop and not even move at all when you see purple. Well, that was their belief system. So now you got to reevaluate everything and realize what your truth is with where you are right now, because things will change. And so that allows you the opportunity to make change in your life, and it can help you with that change. It can give you, it can release the patterns that you are used to running, which are programs, and give you an opportunity to create something out of that program or to modify the program. So that's the education clearing. Now, the other clearing, the IQ one, that deals with, in a sense, your intelligence, and it can take away blockages that you have that was more than likely put in by the aliens, so you're not conscious. People ask me all the time, especially at the expo, they go, Ron, you know, since I've got on my path here, spiritual path or whatever, I'm finding that the life is more difficult for me in the financial terms, okay, working and making money. Well, you know, that's just what happens typically, because they want you to be in poverty so you don't bring forth, you know, energies, you know, that can help yourself. So they do want you to get, you know, numbed out again to get back into the program. And then you start to realize that, you know, maybe that the money itself is just a control medium. But, you know, I'm not going to get into all of that. The whole thing is, you know, that clearing, both those can really help you if you're wanting to excel a little bit more in what you're doing. So it gives you the space to do that. So back to you.
Yeah, that sounds great. Because I feel that I knew a teacher once, and he said there are seven different forms of intelligence, and only book smarts is only one form. Like, there's so many different ways that a person could be intelligent. So, you know, maybe if somebody did the IQ clearing, they would key into those ways, or just realize how smart they really are. Like there's more to them. So I like that explanation. That was really good. Thank you. Okay, so we have another email, and it's a question that says, could dinosaurs be the aliens themselves? Is every animal species or human species a different alien race, Ron?
Okay, yeah, I answered that on the other show, sort of. So you have to realize what you're talking about on dinosaurs, so I'm glad you brought that up. I can bring a little more clarity. So some of these beings do have spirits, okay? If we are using we'll just say that the oil that you're using came from dinosaurs. You know, I'm sure there's other things happening, but to make it very simple, people talk about that that, you know, that's where all the oil comes from, is from that decay. So we'll just say that's true. So that energy is conscious. There is a spirit in there. So, you know, there probably could have been other energies here that maybe did not have a spirit, that looked like dinosaurs, and maybe there are ones that did. I think the energies that were here that were eating flesh were not brought here by source energy. Because all I can kind of remember is seeing dinosaurs, you know, being vegetarians. And so very possibly, you know, the darkness brought in similar looking, you know, life forms here that would prey on each other. And those are from the darkness. And so that's kind of how I would answer that question. Are they from the light? Well, they probably have a spirit, yes. I'm not saying that because they did not eat each other or they were vegetarian that they were from the light. I'm just kind of looking at them energetically and seeing that a lot of them were from the light. They were brought here and probably created by the earth spirit at that particular time. So though it brought that blueprint here and created it. So, and the other ones that would eat flesh, I don't think would be from the light because they're preying on other things, and that goes against free will, free choice. So, back to you.
Well, that is interesting. When you said that, I thought of this story I'd heard, I don't know, somewhere. But it was talking about the comment or line that is actually in some versions of the Bible. Sorry to talk about the Bible, but it says that in those days, giants walked the earth. And then somewhere else, it says that the giants started eating the people, and then the God character in the Bible said, you know, you got to go because we can't have you eating these humans. So I just was thinking about that. Sorry. anyway.
And the gods wanted to do, you know, they wanted people to sacrifice their best, their prime cattle, and probably even people, you know. But, you know, it's hard to say, you know, a lot about that. But, yeah. So it's probably, you know, more truthful than it's not.
Yeah. It's very strange, all that stuff. I know that, it's so hard to say because, I mean, even today we still eat animals. So are we taking away their free will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing, yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any, it could be out there, but I haven't seen you know, the fast food stores having vegetarian stuff. Maybe there is, but, you know, right now I'm in a parking lot. And, you know, I know there's a McDonald's here, and I know there's a Taco Bell, and there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and a Burger King, and other things like that. And, you know, I haven't seen a vegetarian type of fast food place yet. And then still, you know, we have teeth, and, you know, the teeth are there for a reason. So they put teeth in us. So anyway.
Right. Well, you would need teeth anyway to eat carrots because they're pretty hard too. But I know, you know, it's so hard to draw the line, but I know some of the farming practices are not very pleasant for animals, but at the same time, I, you know, thought if you could treat this animal with love and respect, there's no shame in using the animal for, you know, your benefit. I think somehow they would be okay with that as long as they had lived a good life and were respected for what they gave. You know?
Yeah, I think they really take the spirit out of cows and things, you know. You know, they don't request that or ask that. So remember, it's a life form just like you, just that it only has, it's bigger and it has lots on four legs. So that's sort of, you know, if they were to ask the spirit to leave, that would probably be much better than it can go to maybe another cow, and have the cow could probably have two spirits in it living. So anyway, that's the sad thing, wow. You know.
Yeah, something to contemplate. Okay, so we have, this is talking about whole life clearings, all of them in general, something somebody had just figured out. It says, I just discovered the drop-down menu feature on every whole life clearing unlimited, where you can choose the specified number of years, months, weeks, days, or hours since you last ran that whole life clearing. Somehow I had missed this, and wow, is it helpful. Previously, I would rerun the entire whole life clearing just to cover the amount of time since I last ran it. I wanted to write in and share this in case any other listeners also miss this feature. Now, whenever I go to use a whole life unlimited clearing, I use the drop-down menu to clear the amount of time since I last ran it, say like 3 months or whatever it is, before using the specific incident area if I need to. This is great because then I can easily stay current and cleaned out with these wonderful clearings, and it probably takes a little bit less time as well. I haven't actually used this feature.
It's very good. So the way it's supposed to work, let's just say that once a week you get on there on Friday, your work week is done and you want to, you know, clean out the week or the last 7 days or whatever, and then you just go into 7 days and it'll clear away stuff that kind of is attached to you on that particular clearing. Now, let's just say that on Wednesday you had really a bad hair day or something awful happened. You saw something that was very disturbing. And so now you think about that because maybe you're doing the emotional clearing and you go, yeah, this is really a bad scene. So you just write in there, you know, Sally yelled at me or something, you know. And then you put that in there, and then you're, now you're focusing on that issue to get it off of you completely. So that's what it's designed for. If not, just do the blanket ones, you know, where you're, you know, I haven't known about this, and I don't know, I have to go in and do it for the last year and a half, just clear it. And then, you know, you're pretty much to go. It'll get rid of most of your stuff, but it's mainly designed for you to stay current. And you know, I tell people, you know, do that thing on the emotional clearing 3 times a day. You know, it might seem kind of funny to you, but I'm sure that if you do that 3 times a day on the emotional stuff, you're going to be smiling a lot, and nothing's going to bother you because you're getting rid of all your trigger points. Because remember, when you're around people, everybody has trigger points, and you may be watching their triggers go off, and you may have a similar trigger. So just say, oh, I saw the situation, and I didn't like it. I got into judgment, and now I want to clear it and just get rid of it. So that's the reason why it's up that way. So back to you.
Okay, great. I'm sure that it takes a little bit less time as well to do. So, okay, all our talk about animals, I just remember that we have an email about someone that saw a particular trauma with a dog today and was asking for a healing with the dog and how they felt about what occurred personally. And I just wanted to say before you respond to that, Ron, that if the person wanted to do further clearing with that particular animal, the animal clearing show, which you said will always work for animals, is in September 8th, 2014. Oh, I'm sorry. I maybe have that wrong. Well, let me find the date, and I'll let you respond to that, Ron, and I'll find the date of the animal clearing.
Okay, yes, and if you've had any of the whole lifetime clearings, then just go in and do it for that pet or animal, you know. Normally it should be, basically, we'll say, related to you, but if you saw maybe a dog or cat get run over and, you know, maybe you had to take it to the vet or something, had a broken leg, we'll say, and now you're dealing with that trauma, and, you know, you have 2 hours of, you know, imprinting of what's going on and wondering how bad it is, you know the scenario there, then, yeah, you should have that whole lifetime clearing for yourself anyway for the emotions, because it won't go away. You may have nightmares about it. So that's why you want to have that whole lifetime clearing. And then you do the animal on there for free. So the emotion is the big one. Now, naturally, if the animal is hurt, it probably could use a pain clearing, so you better, you know, do that. You can always pay for one. The animal may only be, say, 3 years of age or something. That's $15, so just do it for the animal. And if the animal's quartered to you now, you may be feeling the situation from the animal because you saved it and it needed help. So now you're going to be connected energetically to the animal. I mean, why you do a quartering clearing? So hopefully, you know, if you had, you know, a few of these clearings yourself, then they're free to the animal. So what I'll do is just put peace out. I'll do peace for the animal. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Back to you.
Okay, great. So I was correct. The indefinite animal clearing, which covers many different things, was done on September 8th, 2014, so almost a year ago. And it's about at 15 minutes in. So you could find the September 8th radio show in the archives of 2014 and go to about 15 minutes and think about the animal, and then it will help that animal. And then the other question, you may have just answered it a little bit, Ron, but it says that if the person has their own emotional whole life clearings that they've done, the emotional fear, mind of the body, and infection body, can they do all of those for this animal or for their own pet?
Yes, they can. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. That is wonderful. That's a really big help. So, good. Good to know. So if we have any clearings that we have bought, we can put our pet's names in there, and that's really good. Okay, so let me see if I can find another email that I had wanted to read. This one is, again, a little bit about I'll try and read it here. It says, what if an alien on a computer had timelines attached to a timeline machine and timelines attached to two people's implants? Then they had timelines attached to each other's implants. The two people became upset with each other and formed negative harmonics. Does that sort of thing happen, Ron?
Well, that can happen. Yeah, you can be running a program, not even knowing about it. You know, your soul family gives you programs. And so if you're in a relationship or you have, you know, a family get-together or something, that's probably all your soul family members. There may be some ones that maybe aren't, but typically the people that you are hanging out with all the time or your family will typically be in your soul family. The only exception to that would be, we'll say that maybe you had a near-death experience and, you know, another spirit came into you. That's possible. You know, I have seen people at the expos where they, you know, really weren't here, but they came in because maybe they were sightseeing, you know, looking at the beautiful scenery here, and the military shot them down, and their body died, and they needed to find another body, so they came into the body, we'll say, and now they're living here. They're an alien in a physical body, and by the way, there's no soul family agreements because the spirit didn't contract anything, doesn't have a barcode on it typically, at least maybe not, and, you know, that's a little different. But typically, the people you hang out with, they can't body hop just like entities. You get one going from one to the other, back and forth. I would think it would be sort of like you, in the old days, maybe they used to stone people, you know? And so right away, what's going to happen? They may not want to stone anybody, but an entity comes in who wants to stone somebody to have some fun or to see blood or whatever, you know, and you get 20 people in a circle throwing stones at somebody, and that entity's hopping into each one of those, making the body do that. And so that's what happened. So, yeah, everything is possible with aliens. And, you know, all they want is energy, whether it's negative or positive. And so they get energy in that situation from the person who's probably being, you know, bones being broken and hurting from being stoned, along with all, you know, that they're getting that energy of torture, and then they're getting the energy from the people who are angry at that person, you know, and, you know, who knows what else, you know. So very unfortunate. So that, yeah, so the answer to that would be, anything is possible with aliens. You know, that they can use people. That's what they do. That's why you have energetic hoardings here. They created the mind energy, your thoughts they created. You're dealing with mass consciousness, which is their invention. And that mass consciousness controls you and everybody else. Like I said earlier, all future inventions are from aliens. And, well, I'll say 99.9% of them would be that way. You could probably tune into source energy and get a much better way of doing something. But other than that, you know, that's kind of the way it works. So back to you.
Okay, so, well, we have a request here, Ron, for a clearing on the eyes. Somebody might have something going on. They said there's a little bit of draining going on in their eyes, so could we just do a little sample for that?
Okay, so think of what might be causing that. So you have an eye condition of something, so here we go. You may not know what it is. You may know, I don't know, but you know, if you do know what it is, and you hit, that's your physical reaction to something, let's clear that. So that's up to you to think of that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, and I got the one thing to add here. When you do timeline crashes, you may want, after you do them, okay, we'll say you do 100 of them. Then what you may want to do to maybe get it a little more cleared out, we'll say, do the upside-down version of it, like it slipped over, okay? You could probably put an upside-down timeline and clear the same amount with that and see what happens. Or just try 10 timeline crashes and then do 10 with the upside-down timeline. So you'd want to just request that maybe after your name, or maybe, you know, if you want to input something there and maybe put it there. So you just want to do the upside down timeline. So it's you know I can't use the word as above so below, but you know, just think of plus and minus polarity. So you're cleaning out. Normally we'll just hypothetically say the odd harmonics, which would be the timelines, we'll say, on the top side of the flat line, okay, going from left to right. Now you want to clean that out, the negative programming, or the programming on the bottom side, which we'll call the negative. So the plus will stay on the top, and the minus is on the bottom. So try both of those, and let me know what happens. Send your information on how it affected you to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, anything to add before we close the program? Looks like it's getting that time.
Yeah. So, when we're doing the timelines and we put our name, do we literally just write upside down?
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, you can put it there, or even what you're clearing, you know. You know, the first one is the regular one. You know, the first one is, you know, my tooth hurts, right? So you want to get off the aching tooth timeline. And after you, you know, do that, say 100 times, then do the same thing. You know, you put your name and then put down, you know, hurting tooth, upside down timeline. Okay. And try that and just see what happens. So
all
I guess
right.
we'll do the mind to heart drop here. So you have to command your spirit naturally out loud because you're in the physical here. Otherwise, you're in the mental. And when you're in the mental, that's like daydreaming and everything else. You're controlled 100% by the aliens when you're not here. So you don't want to be in those programs. So here we go. You want to be in the now. So at 0 point on the alien timeline, that's where you are, and your spirit can help you out there because you're not being run by programs. So here we go. Dropping down, commanding your spirit, take the thoughts inside of your head, go into your heart to neutralize them. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.